Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about being a freeloader. Do you always try and save money and get stuff discounted or pro bono, even if you have the money to pay? Have you asked others to deeply discount their work or give it to you for free? Are people always complaining that you're super cheap? Learn how to stop being a freeloader as we begin our month focusing on a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. This is probably my favorite month because I really don't have a specific theme, so I can just really share what I'm excited about or interested. And so I hope you enjoy the cornucopia of the month. I changed it up here because I'm wild and crazy. I usually call it hodgepodge because I love that word, but thought we'd shake it up with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. If you're always trying to get stuff for free or really cheap, you're creating mental clutter from all that haggling you're having to do and to keep track of all that. It can create relationship clutter because you might offend someone. You might really tick off someone if you're like, hey, your work isn't worth it. And that's what I'm saying when I want it deeply discounted. If you're negotiating and you're getting a ton of stuff, you could create physical clutter. Do you really need everything that you're trying to get for free? I've seen it happen. Health clutter. If you're stressed about getting everything at a discounted rate and always feeling similar to mental clutter, that you gotta keep on top of that, if that's creating stress and anxiety, that's affecting your health. You can create spiritual clutter when you're devaluing people and what they have to offer. And of course, you can create emotional clutter because it might lead to resentment, anger, sadness, a whole variety of emotions if it affects your relationships or yourself. Today's episode was inspired by a few things. I belong to several different women's groups on Facebook, and for gosh, since I've started my business, so we're going on, 11 years, there's a woman who consistently posts, and it's how she posts it, because what my father always taught me was always get three bids. So I will get three or four bids, and you're saying that you want a good job at a fair price because I don't want anyone to starve. Never. I would never want that. And I want them to get paid for the work. You know, I shared an example. We need to get some work done on our old house that I got three or four quotes and three were around the same. And then one was double it. Now, if you're, you know, the handyman to the stars in North Raleigh, have at it. That's all good. Like, I have no judgment of that, but I thought, okay, this is what most people are paying. They got good references. I don't need to spend more than I have to. And so I went with one of the people that was in the lower group. But anyway, so I would see this woman multiple times. She always wanted it cheap or for free. Now, she has books and a consulting business, and I never saw her offer her stuff discounted. And again, it was the energy behind it, how it was phrased, but I just thought, wow. You know, this is a group of mainly business women that you're doing this to. And and she still does it to this day. And it's trying to get don't want to buy the milk and get the cow for free, as they say. When I started my business, I can't tell you how many times people wanted my services for free. So I've been in business for 11 years now. I've done things pro bono. I have donated hours to charities that I believe in, and I'm fine with that. And I've offered discounts when I know what someone's been struggling, but I've had to learn to be smart because there are people who have the money to pay for my services and simply don't want to. Once I was doing a class, so if you all know, and I will start these back up again, but when I used to do local classes live and then also did online classes. And so someone wanted to come to the class and she said, I don't have the money. And so my kind of coach mentor at the time said, Lisa gave me really good advice. And she said, okay, I will give you the class for free, but you promote it all over social media, send an email out to your friends, do some promotion for me. She didn't do any of that and didn't want it. So I didn't give it to her for free. She made a choice, but that told me a lot. I'm offering to do something, give you this for free, and she didn't want to put any work or an effort into it. Maybe she thought the class wouldn't be good enough. Who knows? That's none of my business. But again, if you're not willing to do the work and that you're asking for something for free, that's some time for some self-examination. If you own your own business, or maybe you have a friend or a relative that does, no matter what, I'm betting, no matter what the industry they're in, I'm betting they've had someone ask for something for free. And now the thing that people say all the time, you know, I gave an office thing that was about 10 years ago, is they'll say, oh, I'm an influencer and I'll post all over social media. I'll probably mess this up, but I heard someone say recently that if you value something, you'll pay for it. So if they want it for free, they don't value it. And I think this whole influencer thing, if you're a super celebrity, yeah, it's probably sadly, I need to do a podcast on that. I don't know why people put such weight of the opinions of celebrities, especially in areas they know nothing about. But anyway, if you're at that level, yeah, probably. And there are some other influencers, but I just don't like that. That's probably one of the things that disappoints me and frustrates me most about social media. So the day today, it's probably what your friends and family, if they own a business, are hearing, or I'm an influencer and I'll get you some promotion. I mean, I've had that before. Oh, I'll promote you. And again, didn't do it. I'm also in a financial independence group on Facebook, a couple of those. And I like those because I've learned some tips. But I use this example because I was grateful that so many people called this person out, because I was like, you know what? This is not being financially savvy. This is not about saving money because you're harming another person. So they talked about how they order water with lemons to make lemonade. So they're going out to a restaurant. So they're sitting down, they're bringing their kids, and they want to save money. Yet that's costing the restaurant money by have the time they spend at the table. If they aren't being charged for drinks, you're having the waitress or waiter lose tip. The restaurant has costs. They have electricity. They have to pay people. And to me, that's just was really disappointing to hear that. Stay at home if you're going to do that. Truly stay at home. When I waitressed years ago, I'll never forget, every Friday night, this family would come in with a coupon and wouldn't tip. And we'd all be like, oh man, they're sitting in my section. And they'd want like 20 refills of coffee and all that. And it was a family that came in. Then get a takeout pizza. Don't have me lose my money on a Friday night and make me bust my butt when you're not going to tip me. I'm not okay with that. That is not all right. Someone is working, and wherever, if you're traveling, learn the customs of the country you're traveling in. You know, I know they don't tip as much in Europe, and we tend to tip when we go over there, just as a courtesy and a nice thing to do. And I'm a firm believer most of us in the world are on the same wavelength, and let's be good to one another and create a good memory of someone that was an American, since a lot of people don't like us in different places. But anyway, that to me is not being financially savvy. You're harming others when you do that. That's completely wanting to not buy the cow and get the milk for free. I want to be really clear here. There are times in our lives when we need a helping hand. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about regular actions, not valuing others and their work and demanding stuff for free and driving others crazy. I know we probably have had someone like that in our life. So again, to be really clear. And I know, you know, now with everything, this is 2020 has been a real stinker of a year, and you might be struggling. I'm not talking about that. And if you have temporarily had to do something and are in a really hard spot, there are ways that you can do things, still have gratitude, pay it forward in some way that is not being something where you are depriving someone else of a livelihood. If you do a Google search, it tells you tips and tricks to get stuff for free. In my view, I mean, this is just me and you might completely disagree. I went to a couponing class once and I think I shared some tips on an episode a few years ago. They gave some good tips, but in this, what I would call super couponing class, I'm like, man, I don't want to spend 5 or 6 hours a week. It's the two of us. Now, if I could get savings on the cat stuff, yeah, I'd probably spend an hour or two, because, you know, with food and litter and all that, if I could have significant savings, yeah, Maybe. Do you want to spend that amount of time doing that? Because remember, when you're doing something, it takes away from something else. Where are you putting your energy? What you put out, you get back. And again, I'm not talking about when life demands it. And 2020 has demanded a lot, unfortunately, for all of us. So there's also that mentality out there. And again, there's a difference between being super cheap and being frugal. I am definitely frugal in some areas where my husband isn't, but we balance each other out. But I'm not cheap. You know, when this is an interesting thing, because he tends to spend a little more freely than I did. But when we got the stimulus checks, I was like, okay, this is going to taxes. We'll have our property tax ready to roll for when it's due in January. But I'm like, we have some extra money. So we hired someone, a couple, they were about to have a kid, needed money. So we hired him to do some yard work. And I paid him really well. And to me, it's like, we've got our taxes covered. You're still working. We're in a really good position and we can help others. So that was, he was like, oh, I wouldn't pay for something we can do. And I said, yeah, but there needs to be an exception here. So just interesting when it comes to money, we all have our issues going on. So here are my suggestions for you to consider today. Be aware. Take an inventory. How often do you try to get stuff for free? Occasionally? Frequently? Every day in every way possible? You might not be aware, right? Because if it's something that you've automatically do and you've been doing it for so long, check in with others to see if they can provide valuable feedback. Yeah, you know what, Sally? I have to say, it's kind of, you know, it's not like you're on a keto diet and need special things, but you just get water and then, you know, you put your stevia in it or whatever. And yeah, it's okay, but you do it every time we go out. If you're not gonna do that, then like you can have Diet Coke or a diet soda on keto, right? You know, maybe consider ordering something. I mean, if it's something that they're noticing about you, or, you know, I noticed that when we go out, you don't tip or whatever it is. Your friend, and remember, if these are good friends, they're going to be able to share with you something in a kind, positive way because they love you. And if you're just like, hey, I really like some honest feedback, ask. Dig a little deeper. I want to make some connections here. What are you taking for granted? Where do you take things for granted? When do you take them for granted? I will posit, I fell in love with this word recently. I will posit there's a direct correlation between taking things for granted and wanting stuff for free. I encourage you, marinate on that. Contemplate it. Do you agree with me? Maybe you disagree with me. Share your thoughts. You know, this is my opinion, what I've come up with, and I'm always hopefully changing, learning, and growing. But in this moment, that's really what I feel. Remember, there is no judgment. And I hope that you know and believe, not just with this, but with anything in life, that you can change your behavior. It's never too late. You can teach an old dog a new trick. Know that you can change if you desire. You don't value what you want for free. I shared an example earlier about the woman who wanted to attend my class all those years ago. I don't think she valued it. I had a bunch of speakers. I thought it was a really awesome group. I don't believe she did. Have a conversation with yourself. If you don't value it, and really be honest, because I think sometimes, you know, if you look at people who are hoarders, it's not about value, probably in that mindset doesn't exist. So it's just about collecting. It's just about getting. And it's kind of the same here. It's maybe for some people and it's adrenaline rush. Oh man, can I score something for free? I get how that could be an adrenaline rush. If you don't value it, why are you haggling it to get for free or super discounted? Kind of in my mind, they're the same thing. First, look at when you want something for free or deeply discounted. Is there a common theme, a common thread? Maybe you want self-improvement stuff for free because you're not sure it works. You're not convinced. You say, yeah, Some people say it helps, but I'm not convinced, so I don't want to spend the money to see if it works. Feel stuck, but have no clue what you need to do to move forward? Would you like to feel energized and excited every day? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Julie Caraccio supports you in finding the answers within and then taking action to make changes happen. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. Ultimately, I see this, and again, this is my opinion, as a form of disrespect. So take a moment to think about that. Because in my view, you're disrespecting the work of someone. You know, I'm not for everyone. You might listen to a couple episodes. I had a reader who was like, hey, listen to my podcast, and said, I'm on YouTube now and you popped up and it was so great to see her. And so I think she probably stopped listening to the podcast, and I got the impression she's maybe going to go listen to it again. It's all good. I'm here for you when you need me, but I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay. But it's disrespectful for someone to demand and want something for free. And again, I do this podcast for free as a way to give back. And it's a conscious decision. And I am absolutely okay with that. And because I give this for free, I have zero problem inserting commercials for what I do and my services and books into the podcast. I have no qualms about that whatsoever. And I, quite frankly, get really annoyed when people make a comment on that. I've listened to enough other podcasts to know I am not doing anything excessive. So to me, it's disrespectful when someone wants my work for free. I'll never forget, I had first started out and was in North Raleigh, and someone wanted me, they were going to pay me, but they wanted me to drive to Fayetteville, which would have been an hour and a half each way, so 3 hours of driving, wanted me to do a 4-hour job and wanted to barely pay me anything. And I have to tell you, I was just starting out, didn't have clients, I turned it down. I thought, if others aren't going to respect me, I have to respect myself. And again, no judgment. I didn't get all bent out of shape. I just said no and moved on. And you know what? I also believe when you put those boundaries in place, then the universe responds, because you say, I'm good enough, I'm worthy enough, I'm loved, I'm respected. I'm going to put a boundary into place. Another thing you might want to consider, what is it that you're trying to achieve? Are you trying to flex your power? Are you trying to prove something when you do this? You know, maybe you feel disempowered in your life and haggling is a way that makes you feel really powerful. You're trying to prove something. People always told you you were dumb and you thought, man, I'm going to prove to you I am smart. I can get stuff for free or deeply discounted. Another thing I'd like you to consider, if you don't value something, and you're most likely not going to use it, why would you take a resource from someone else? It costs someone time, money, and talent to create it. If you don't want to attend my class, A-okay, but it's limited. At that time, it was limited. And that meant someone else couldn't have that seat had that woman participated. And there's someone out there who would have been like, hey, yeah, I'll promote it. I'll promote all my butt as much as I can off, you know, and do this for you. Than someone who wasn't willing to. So you're taking from someone else who maybe could really use that. Something else to think about. Why don't you value something? Is it really because you believe it? Or did you grow up in a household that poo-pooed self-improvement? Maybe deep down, you're like, wow, this could really work, but you're going against the grain of what you learned growing up. Is it really that you don't value that, or were you taught that? Right? That's about some self-examination. And if you don't value something, that's a-okay. But make sure it's yours. Make sure you're owning it. And then I would encourage you to think about the opposite. If you truly don't value something, what do you value? Maybe it's healthcare, great healthcare. I have to tell you, boy, do I value great healthcare now. That's something huge. Are you trying to get it for free now? I would never, ever try to get my healthcare for free. No way. No way at all. Why or why not? If you really value something, do you try to get it deep discounted? Now, I'm going to be honest. We had to push the surgery back because of a couple things. So it's now happening in December. I already called to get the pre-estimate, which is very helpful. And once the surgery, now if someone posted on another group I'm in, I don't spend all day on Facebook. Y'all probably think I do when I talk about this. And they have a lot of health issues. And she talked about, and I thought this is really smart and was really interesting because it was something I wouldn't have contemplated. And so before each surgery or whatever health issue is needing some work on, she talks to, like, for instance, she mentioned anesthesiologist. I was like, oh, I have an anesthesiologist. And I already found out they bill in 15-minute increments. And so her thing is, if I find out they bill in a half an hour, they have to agree. If it's 15 minutes or less, they're not going to bill me for that. And she gets it all in writing. And again, this is major stuff. Like, her estimates for two things were like 8 and 11,000 or something redonkulous. So, and then the other thing she did, which was smart, like, I will pay for the anesthesiologist. I'm not paying for an intern or a fellow or maybe someone, I can't think of the word. And I worked at a hospital. I shouldn't know. Like, if it's a fellow or whatever, not quite the doctor, not, I will pay you for your time. If they want to observe, have at it, but I don't want them doing anything. And I don't want to be paying for a second anesthesiologist. And I thought that's actually really brilliant because that's something I wouldn't have thought of. And she might be at a teaching hospital where that would happen and could potentially, where that would be the case. But I thought that's really smart. And I'm the same way. I'm happy to pay the anesthesiologist. I once asked the question in the same group. And I said, why would the anesthesia? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Anesthesiologist was as much as a surgery. And someone said, well, my mother-in-law used to say, made a funny, she was an anesthesiologist and her husband was a doctor. And they're like, you know, your life is in their hands just as much as a surgeon. So anyway, I thought that's an accurate thing. But I thought for this person, she is still valuing. It's a great example. She's still valuating value and finds the doctors valuable, but is saying, hey, let's work with me here. It's, I want the anesthesiologist. I just don't want someone who's learning and have to pay for it. And to me, that's a fair thing to ask for. So that's a really good example of valuing something. And if you want to negotiate, handle it really well. So ask yourself that. What are the things you value? Do you try to get them for free or deeply discounted? And then why or why not? Really take the time. And then if you're like, hey, this is a list I really value. So I'm thinking, I think this is a great value. So I'm taking the plant medicine class, right? And so we have our group on Facebook. And so because it's a private group, because, you know, you're paying for the class, but obviously Facebook knows this. So I get plant medicine class, and there's another one that's popped in the feed, and I think still really affordable. But this person that I'm doing this stuff with is worth every dime, and I value what she's teaching me. I had no idea what to expect, and it's been brilliant. I've learned an incredible amount of stuff. Now I'm going to flip this on its head for a moment. If you're the one who's giving too much away for free, ask yourself, why do I do this? You know, I say it often. Is it because you're feeling not good enough? Because maybe when you first start out, you're like, well, I'm new to business. I'm not good enough to ask for this much money. Not true. I'm not worthy enough. Well, I'm technically only an amateur baker, so I probably shouldn't charge for this. Not true. I'm not loved. Never, ever true. In any situation, you are always loved. Always loved. But if you don't feel some of these things, then it might make you undercharge or not charge for your services or have someone push those boundaries and want those free. Stuff for free or deeply discounted. If you're like me and struggle with boundaries, you might be on autopilot. You know, we just filed our lawsuit against the HOA a couple days ago. And I'm rubbing up against quote unquote You can't see this on the podcast power. I feel a little uncomfortable. I'm going to admit it. I think we have a brilliant case. I think the law is on our side. My grandmother, I feel, has been guiding me from the other side. I kind of cracked up. We had submitted the case, and then I had everything prepared to submit it on Monday, and then the Friday before I submitted it, found something else, which I learned I can bring to court. We just got from another neighbor. Now we had figured we'd understood their positioning, and another lady in the neighborhood doing the exact same thing and wants to file a lawsuit and is talking to us, shared with me a letter they received. Well, one, it's great because you ignored us. We waited 6 months, followed up. They chose to just ignore us. So you ignore us for 6 months. You have several communique, is that a word? Communiques? Communique. You have several emails, several letters on the exact same issue with someone else. And you already retaliated against us once by not sending our information. So anyway, this just helps our case. And one of our points is that they acted in bad faith because they basically said, and they just didn't understand. So they are denying solar panels to 65% of the neighborhood. Well, substitute solar panels with pools, with fences. Are you going to buy a house and they say, sorry, you can't have a fence, but your next door neighbor can? I highly doubt that. So we will find out soon enough what the courts think, but we believe we're really that the law is on our side. And so anyway, it's just interesting. We're going to anger some people. And the reality is if they're angry at us, they're angry at the wrong people. And if you are angry for us for standing up for ourselves and knowing our rights, that's on you. That has zero to do with us. But we had them, went to the courthouse, and I was like, we don't have this certified mail. What do we do? And I think they wanted the money to have the sheriff serve. I'm like, yeah, everyone's struggling. So I'm like, pay the $30 to have the sheriff take it. Now, they might consider that excessive. I still have the prepared package to show in court in case they try to do anything. But I'm standing up for myself. My husband and I are both doing this. And so when you have those feelings and haven't had strong boundaries in the past, you can rub up against that. So I'm here to say it's okay and find the support that you need. So for me, that's talking to Cotty. I'm going to get a healing shortly. I had another great gift from the universe that's going to be part of the podcast that you'll hear. Know that you're worthy and it's okay to charge for your service and whatever you feel comfortable with. Maybe you do pro bono stuff and it's always the same people who are asking for free. It's okay to say no and let someone else share in the resources that you're willing to offer. So make sure that you're doing the reverse on this and not only looking if you're trying to get it for free, but where are you giving it away for free? I want the best version of you out there. Take actions from today's podcast. Understand where and what you're trying to achieve when you don't value something. Learn why you don't find something valuable. Practice being aware of when you're looking to get something for free or deeply discounted. Recognize when you're willing to pay for something. Be aware when you're giving too much away for free or at a big discount. Contemplate why you're undervaluing yourself. Know you're good enough, worthy enough, and loved, and act accordingly. On our next episode, we're talking about cleaning hacks pre and post decluttering. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.